Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. There's nothing quite like appealing visuals to turn window shoppers into buyers. I know it works for me, and it works for everyone else too. And with us now to teach us how to visually merchandise our store and listings is eBay expert and guru Gladys Ramos. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller antiques underscore r underscore great. And yes, they are, especially if a household full of them. Gladys, what does it mean to visually merchandise a store?
Hi, Griff.
Hi.
Visually merchandising your store is basically setting up your store so that it's shopper-friendly. You know, I've done a lot of store reviews for clients, and what I'm finding is they have categories for miles. Like, they do a category for every item, basically.
Mm.
You know, I had this one seller who actually used up 176 live categories.
Wow.
And
that's not easy to do.
I was like, okay, this is not working for you. You know, this is why your sales are not where they should be, because you've got everything, you know, splayed out all over the place. You know, it becomes the best visual that I could come up with is, you know, when you go to the flea market and you see them throw everything on the floor on a tarp.
Yeah.
And everything's everywhere. That's what that looks like when you have a store set up with so many categories.
So how do we know when to and when not to? Let me give you an example. John is taking pictures last night of a perfume that we're going to sell. Just mm-hmm. one bottle. It's like 98% left in the bottle, but it's a bottle of Ralph Lauren Turquoise, which is very...
Oh, yeah, I like that.
People like that. I love that. Yes. I can't use it anymore because everybody around me is allergic and, you know, to perfumes. So, and I am once in a while myself. So I'm selling it. So he's taking pictures of it and everything. And I realize they do not have a fragrance category in my store. I don't have very many categories yet.
Okay.
So I put a fragrance category in there. So when do you know when to stop? When's too much?
The way I tell my clients to do their store categories is you have to mimic brick and mortar stores. Okay? This is where the visual part comes in, because when you go into Target or Walmart or Macy's or JCPenney's, everything is broken down by departments, right?
Yes.
Okay, the women's, men's, the electronics and whatnot, footwear. It's all broken down by department, right? And it's all visually set up so that when you go in there, you know exactly what area you're in, what aisle you're in, you know, whether you're in the jeans aisle or the shirts, the activewear, the pajamas, the intimates, whatever. So that's how you want to mimic your store categories. You want them set up by department. So fragrance, if you only have one, you can either do the fragrance one, and when it sells, that category is going to fall off and it's not going to be live anymore. No harm, no foul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put it in the health and beauty aisle, you know.
Oh, I see. When you have a whole bunch of things that could go in one category, it makes
right,
sense.
Exactly. But you have to make sure that you use the subcategories.
Okay.
So that it breaks it down, so that when a buyer goes into, you know, the health and beauty category of your store, you know, it's broken down by hair care or band-aids, whatever you're carrying in there. You know, it's broken down, and there's not like 300 items in one category that they have to sift through. Okay?
So when you're visually merchandising your listings, other than the categories, what's another tip?
Okay, for the listings itself, it's a little different. You want to format them. Okay? You want them to follow the same format. If you go to Macy's or Target online or even eBay, they all follow a certain format style. Okay, let's take eBay. When you go into an eBay listing, what's the first thing you see? You see the picture, then you see the price, and then you see the buy button, and then you see the shipping, right? And every listing, it's the same way. It's that same format. Your descriptions should follow a same format style. You know, I go into these stores and I see one listing, the description is a paragraph, the next one it's left the line, the next one it's the text is off center. The next one is only one line description. You know, it looks like 10 different people wrote these descriptions. They all need to be formatted the same way. It just makes it so much easier for buyers.
It's interesting.
If you pull up one of my listings, Griff.
Yeah.
You're gonna see, like, if you go to the comic books, you're gonna see the description is laid out the same way throughout every comic book. So when a buyer is coming to my store and they're looking for a comic book, it's all following the same format. It just makes it so easy to read and scan for the buyers to go from one listing to another to another.
And I'm looking at your listings. I'm looking at your listings now, and it is true. It's very easy.
Have you seen her store?
Yes.
It's fun. It's fun looking.
Yeah.
Very welcoming.
Nice graphic.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
sunny.
You.
But that's exactly the kind of thing that you mean. You practice what you preach, is setting it up so that you're compelled to want to go and look at more of what's in the store itself.
Right, because it's so easy to shop there. They feel comfortable because it's all laid out the same way. You know, like when you guys go into the stores, right? Let's mm-hmm. say Griff or Early, you guys go shopping.
We do.
Okay. You go to the bread aisle. You know exactly where the bread aisle is. You don't even think about it. Or you go to the health and beauty aisle and you're looking for razors or Pepto-Bismol and you know exactly where they're at, right? That's because that retail store chain taught you how to shop with them.
That's true.
You know? So it makes it easy. You don't have to think about it. It's automatic.
There's always that little bit of panic when I go to a different store and the produce is on the other end of the store and I have to get my head back together.
Right.
So,
but yeah, if you follow the same, you know, the same formatting,
you want to be uniform in your listings and your store.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to have a uniformity within your listings and your store. You know, you want to make sure that it represents a professional appearance, obviously. Mm-hmm. It helps with buyers, especially when you format your listings for mobile. Buyers on mobile need to be able to see your description clearly and fast without them having to zoom in or zoom out or scroll
yes.
up or scroll down, you know? So if you look at one of my listings on a mobile device and you click on the description, you get the description right away. You don't have to do anything to it.
So, Griff, I'm on Griffville.
You are?
Griff Store, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm on Griffville.
Oh, cool.
And I'm looking over at categories.
Yeah.
And we have clothing, shoes, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have clothing, shoes, and accessories, $399.
Yeah.
Men's casual and dress shirts, $373.
Open that up, though.
Open men's casual and dress shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm opening that up.
Okay. Scroll down. See my new thing, Gladys?
Oh, my.
This is my new thing.
Gladys, you need to go to Griffville.
Not that it's about me.
To Griff's store. Seriously. You're going to...
Okay.
I think you're going to like what he's done. I've never seen this before.
Well, I'm so tired of the non-standardization of you know, sizes for apparel that I've created separate categories for my shirts based on the chest diameter.
So up
from 40 inches up to 66 inches.
So if you click on men's casual and dress shirts
yeah.
in the Griffville category, you're going to see small, medium, large, XL, XXL, and then you're going to go into XXXL and bigger. You have 4 shirts like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got 40-inch chest, 42-inch chest, and on and up.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
He's made it visually appealing. The buyer will know exactly where to go to click on
right.
and to find the merchandise that they want, that they're looking for. And that's going to help Griff rank higher on Google, because Google's crawling your store categories and your subcategories.
Oh, that's good news. Gladys, I'm so glad you called.
Well, you know, not every search starts on eBay.
No, I know. That's true.
So you're helping yourself and your store and your sales by doing it that way, because now people can find you. You can pull people in from Google and Bing over to your eBay store. You're driving traffic to your store.
I'm personally driving my traffic to the store.
And I went to John's size and found your shirts. You have 4, 8, 12, 6. You have 19 shirts in his category.
What size is he?
XXL.
Yeah, but XXL, so the problem is that XXL could be any different measurement. That's why I've also broken them out. If you know your chest measurement, so mine is 54, and I know I could just go there. And I, instead of worrying about whether or not, because I sell across brands, I couldn't do a size chart because each brand has a different measurement. But we do know that the measurement, so I can go, these are the shirts that will fit me.
I clicked on 54.
Yeah.
And I found XXL and XLs.
Yep.
Even an L large.
And there's a large, there's a Joseph A. Banks shirt that is a 54 inch chest, but it's marked L large. See, there's no standardization. Anyway, it's not about me, but that's my way of helping drive traffic to my store.
I am so glad you came on with this today, Gladys, because this really, just looking at yours and looking at Griff's too, taught us all something. So where can someone go to learn more?
They can go to my website, justaskgladys.com. They can find me on Facebook under Just Ask Gladys.
Justaskgladys.com.
Your store is antiques_r_great. Check it out. Great stuff. Thanks, Gladys. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. We'll be right back with open phones at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Oak trees, skyscrapers, eBay. Big things start small, including your business. eBay started in Pierre Omidyar's living room. Now, eBay is celebrating 20 years of small business with Big Things Start Small at ebay.com/big. There you'll find inspiring seller success stories, informative articles and videos, and other useful resources to help you grow your business. So think big and sign up to be part of something big at ebay.com/big.